Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Press. It is December the 13th, 2023. I'm Ryan Ballinger. We're going to talk about a couple tournaments today. We've got the Mauritius Open in Africa on the DP World Tour and Sunshine Tour. And then we've got the final stage of PGA Tour Q School. That is happening this week as well. So, two tournaments to talk about. We'll do a couple minutes on each. I don't think either tournament will have a big handle on it, of course. I don't think you should bet a whole lot of money on it either way. But I do want to get into at least those two tournaments and just have a couple minutes about each just to get the fix for the week. This is the last tournament of the year on the DP World Tour. This is obviously the last tournament of the year for the PGA Tour. There's also the PNC Championship, which is technically a PGA Tour Champions event. That is the used to be the father-son. Now it's the parent-child, could be the reverse parent-child, because like the Thomases are playing. Obviously, Justin's younger than his dad, so it's not that anymore. It's just the PNC Championship. But I would very strongly urge that you do not bet on that tournament, but we'll talk about it for a couple of seconds. In fact, you know, let's lead with it. So you have 20 teams in this event. It is a 36-hole scramble. And it starts on Saturday. It's played at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club in Orlando, one of the few places in Orlando I have not played, actually. I've played almost everywhere in Orlando, one of the few places I haven't played. And 20 teams, again, you've got a scramble nature to it, straight scramble. You can ride in a cart. You've got varying players of different ages and different types of partners. But generally speaking, the ones that are favored are the ones with a older professional and a kid. So Steve Stricker is one of the favorites at 5-1, along with Team Thomas. That's the exception to this rule because Justin Thomas's dad is older. Then you've got Team Woods, you've got Team Daly at 550, and you've got Team Kuchar at 750. So Stricker's playing with his daughter Izzy. Then she's a very accomplished golfer. Pretty much all the Strickers are accomplished golfers. Stricker caddied at times for his daughter this year on the Epson Tour. And he's just a guy who loves this kind of thing, loves this kind of family thing. So makes a lot of sense that they might do well. You've got Team Thomas. Again, they've played well in the past. You've got Team Woods. Charlie Woods just won his high school championship, which, hey, that's cool. He's a probably much bigger kid than you remember him. Remember, he's going through puberty at this point, so maybe he's a bigger contributor to this team. Tiger didn't look bad at the Hero World Challenge, but he also didn't look great. Struggled with his approach play. Wasn't particularly good with the wedges. Drove it okay, though. And I think that's his biggest contribution to this team, is being able to get it out there 300. I'm guessing Charlie Woods can get it out there 275 at this point. I've not watched him play high school golf. Just don't have that kind of interest, but I think they are probably of the three the best favorite, just because you don't know what you're going to necessarily get from Izzy Stricker, even though she is a very accomplished player. I do not believe she has played this event before or a similar kind of televised event, so there may be some nerves there that, you know, maybe Charlie Woods doesn't have. Team Daly is interesting because you've got little John Daly, who is an adult now. I mean, he's just John Daly Jr., but John Daly, big John Daly, really hasn't played much golf and doesn't play a whole lot of golf. He often withdraws from PGA Tour Champions events, but loves playing this event with his son. I would not take him at this number. The team I would look at, actually, is Team Singh at 10-1 and Team Sink at 12-1. And then if you want to go a little bit deeper, Team Korda at 25-1. I would probably lay off of Team Korda. Just a thought there, but she just did play team golf with Tony Finau in the Grant Thornton Invitational. Nellie did. Her dad, Peter, obviously very accomplished. athlete in his own right in the sport of tennis, is a pretty good player, but probably a bit of a liability in a scramble event. You basically just got to be a really good putter. The Singhs make a whole lot of sense because Vijay won on the PGA Tour Champions this year, is still quite a competitive player. His son Cass is a professional golfer, albeit not a very successful one yet, but is a professional golfer, so is used to playing against the very superior competition. I think those would probably be the most interesting players to look at that aren't in that kind of upper echelon, those single-digit teams. But please don't bet on that. That would make me very sad as someone who tries to give advice about sports betting. It's not a good bet. It's not a good juice for the squeeze. You know, you're not going to get a lot out of this. So I would just leave well enough alone and say, go and watch the event. And if for whatever reason you feel like you need to put a wager on it, go with someone who's at least 10 to, go to 10 to 1 or 25 to 1, shut it down, and maybe you get some money back. All right, PGA Tour Q School. 4 rounds, top 5 in ties get PGA Tour cards. So you've got a pretty decent field here compared to years past when really this was just for Korn Ferry Tour starts. And this will be televised. There's a $510,000 purse, $50,000 to the winner. So that's not for nothing. But really what we're here for is the PGA Tour cards. If you do not get into that top 5 in ties, then if you're basically in the top 50, you get some kind of guaranteed Korn Ferry Tour starts next year. A number of these players are in the 126 to 150 category or the 151 to 200 category where you have some kind of status on the tour. But if you get a card here, you get into every regular event next year, and that has a lot of value to it. So you've got a mixture of young players, players from different tours, players who are American but might play on a different tour, veterans, a lot of different types of people in this field. There is no cut. You get to play all 4 rounds if you get here. There are 166 players. Carl Yuan withdrew because he got bumped up to number 125 in the FedEx Cup list when John Rahm went to live. So he withdrew. He's no longer part of the listing here if you saw it earlier in the week. Number 1 on the table is Keita Nakajima, the former world number 1 amateur. Played very well in the Masters once. He's played well at different times in stops on the PGA Tour. But most importantly, he is 14-1 because he won the Japan Golf Tour Order of Merit this year. Had a very good year. He's right up there as someone you would expect to figure out a way to get a PGA Tour card out of all this. Patton Kizzire is 28-1. Again, very experienced player. Multiple-time winner on the PGA Tour. Great short game. Has been through the cauldron before. Interesting to see him kind of listed here. Again, this is a kind of a crapshoot, right? I mean, Adam Long did not have a good year at all. He's 35-1. He's the same odds as Sam Bennett, who had a very good Masters, obviously turned pro, has an opportunity here, but I don't know that you just go and say Sam Bennett's going to be your guy. David Micheluzzi is 40-1 along with Julian Suri. I skipped over Peter Quest, 33-1, who I think is an interesting play, but again, you're picking to win. You're not picking to get a card. Micheluzzi is interesting at 40-1, has played very well in at times and throughout the Australian summer, but it doesn't always carry over here. So I would be concerned about that in terms of being able to play the American brand of golf as opposed to where he seems to thrive in Australia, but he is a good player. Julian Suri is an American who plays the DP World Tour. For a time, he was close to top 50 in the world. Injuries got him. Downturn in play, played well enough on the Challenge Tour this year, 40-1. I think because he has been through this recently, it is worth looking at him at this number to win this thing. Austin Smotherman, Kelly Kraft, Sam Saunders, all 45-1, all have a tremendous amount of experience. None of them are playing particularly well, so take from that what you will. Aldrich Pottgeiter, who turned pro earlier this year, seemed to be a guy that I think a lot of people thought would do very well out of the gate, but he's just kind of gone sideways. Doesn't seem to have much charisma, but that might work out very well in this kind of format where you just need to keep your head down and keep playing. Doc Redman, Matt McCarty, Russell Knox, all 50-1. Russell Knox is a very good player. I hope this works out for him. I don't know that he'll win it, but I do like his chances, but I do like Henrik Norlander's chances better at 55-1. He's been through this in the Corn Ferry Tour finals. He's been through this at Q School. He's done it in the Corn Ferry Tour way more often and way more recently than a lot of people in this field. Chase Seifert, Alvaro Ortiz, who's Carlos Ortiz's brother, Isaiah Salinda, Quade Cummins, Bob Streb, Trace Crowe. Those are your other 55s. Robert Streb has found a way to keep status at times in his career when it looked like everything was going horrible. I don't think I would pick him to win here, but I wouldn't be shocked if he's one of the guys that walks away with a card. 60s, Chandler Blanchett, Christopher Peatfish, Cristobal Del Solar, David Coker, Jungwoo Ham, Tano Goya, William Mao. Those are all guys at 60-1. If I were going to start taking shots here and going a little bit deeper, I'd probably look at like a Kramer Hickok at 65-1, Scott Piercy at 65-1, just a guy who's been a pure survivor on the PGA Tour for really the last decade. That's a guy I might turn to. Kevin Chappell just played a Q School, and he might face some disciplinary action for playing. So might be interested in him at 70-1, not knowing where he's going to be. But he didn't get far enough in the LIV promotions event, which was really kind of a crapshoot to get a LIV card. So he's back here trying to get PGA Tour status. Again, he's just been through this recently, probably upset about it, not getting through. So that might be an interesting kind of parallel to draw. Daniel Summerhays is an interesting guy. Martin Trainer was also in the, he's 85-1. He was, Martin Trainer was in the LIV promotions event. Looked like for a time on Sunday in their final 36 holes, he was going to get an opportunity to play on LIV, and then it just didn't work out. He knows this is kind of it. Like, he has not played well on the PGA Tour. Occasionally, like once a year, he pops a good finish. He's playing some decent golf right now. This is his one and only shot. Then a couple of guys I do want to look at in the 100-1 range. Fred Biondi, who turned pro from Florida this year. Great player. Started out well on the Corn Ferry Tour, just didn't kind of get the same run as a couple of other players who came out of college from PGA Tour U. Ryan Gerard, I also think, is worth a look at 100-1. I thought he did very well with very limited starts this year, so worth a consideration there. Maybe you want to think about a Harry Higgs at 135-1. He didn't quite do as well as he probably would have wanted to get in that 125 and get that full status, but he did have a decent season with limited starts. I think he's worth a look too. And then Wesley Bryan is playing. He's 110-1. Very limited schedule for him, but last time out that I saw him play good golf was Bermuda. That's not that long ago, so worth a consideration there. Again, very, very, very small bets this week if you are interested in playing guys in this event. You just don't, it's different. It's ratcheted up to another level knowing that your livelihood is on the line. It's different. It really is. And some guys are not going to play to win. Some guys are going to play just to make sure they don't make a mistake and stay in the top five. The other thing I will point out here is that they're playing the tournament on the two courses at TPC Sawgrass. So you've got the stadium course and the Dyes Valley course. It's, if you're on the stadium course on Sunday, and I don't know all the times yet, but if you're on the stadium course on Sunday, I'm way less likely to pick you. I don't care what your odds are to win, because there is a lot of trouble lurking on that golf course. I know the Valley can be as difficult, and a number of people say they like playing the Valley more, but that means if they like playing it more, they're probably more comfortable there compared to the stadium course. So I would look at that very specifically. If you find someone you'd like to bet, I don't think that's enough to turn you off from betting them entirely. Just know that you probably want to favor somebody who is playing on the Valley course on Sunday. So just keep all that in mind. Then the final Asian Tour event of the year, we're not going to really talk about this much, but they do have the Saudi Open. They tack this thing on at the end to have a event on the year that ended in the international series, because the final event otherwise was going to be a $400,000 purse, and it just kind of seemed like a really weird way to end the year. This is not the worst field in the world. It's not the best either, But if you're looking for players to like, I'll just mention a few. Gunji Bular at 16-1 is worth a look. Henrik Stenson's in this field. He's 22-1. I'm not so convinced that you want to look at him, but I would look at Travis Smith at 20-1. Kieran Vincent at 28-1 I would look at because he just got through to LIV. He just went through this kind of big cauldron of 3 days and four rounds. He's probably feeling pretty good about himself. So I would consider him at that number. And yeah, that's it. I mean, that's going to be enough for me. Otherwise, I don't know enough about the Asian Tour to kind of go for super deep shots. So I will just leave well enough alone. But there are a couple guys just to think about in that price range. Joel Stalter is interesting at 100-1. He had a pretty decent start at their Q school, but didn't obviously wind up getting a card. So maybe you want to look at him as well. Kyle Stanley's playing this event. He doesn't really have PGA Tour status to speak of. He's 75-1, but did not do well enough at the LIV Promotions event. All right. Finally, last event of the week, the Mauritius Open, the Afrasia Bank Mauritius Open. This is not a great field, but there are some named players competing. Louis Oosthuizen's 8-1. Matthew Pavon, Antoine Rosner, 11 and 12-1. Rosner is the defending champion. Very emotional win here last year. Jaden Schaefer is 20-1. I would look at him here. He's playing good golf. Top nine his last three starts in this swing. Louis Oosthuizen, 8-1, just beat up everybody on a golf course he knows and loves. So I don't think he has the same familiarity here. He's been playing great, and LIV guys have basically swept the South African swing, but I'm not willing to give that to him here at 8-1. Laurie Kanter got close at the LIV Promotions event. I mean, tantalizingly close. Should have gotten a card. Didn't wind up getting one. I don't know how he rebounds from that, knowing that that's not in the cards for him next year. Or maybe it is. Maybe they'll sign him. Who knows? But 28-1, I could see the argument for that, trying to bounce back because you got so close. I can also see the argument well against that because you're so demoralized, you just kind of are going through the motions. So take that for what it's worth. Guido Migliozzi is interesting to me at 60-1. Just kind of showing up a little bit, just starting to pop a little bit. Matthew Baldwin interests me at 70-1. I think just enough to put a couple dollars on him. Again, not big bets here this week. I know that there are some people who are looking for deeper shots here, and they have found some success. It's just this event, because it's played on a golf course where wind can really play a huge factor, I'm not as interested in betting pre-tournament. I think this is something you might want to try to catch on the weekend. Try to catch it live. But if you're going to look at any of those types of pre-tournament players, Matthew Southgate as well at 55-1, I think is also worth a look. So, you know, those are probably the names I'm thinking about. 3-4, leave it at that. And maybe I'll bet two of those actually. And then hopefully they kind of pay off. I probably will not pay attention to this live just because of the time change. And the 7 to 8 hours ahead is just, I'm not likely to pay attention to it live. So that's going to do it for us this week on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with me this week and throughout the entire season. I really appreciate it. It has meant a lot to grow this show over the last year. We'll be back in January with more shows. We'll get you ready for the Century, which will be the first event of the year on the PGA Tour. We'll start to talk about everything in Abu Dhabi and Dubai and all kinds of stuff coming up over the next few weeks, but we will not see you again until the start of 2024. If you have any questions for me, email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. If you want to join the site for $99 a year, I'd be happy to have you. If you really want to join, shoot me an email. I'll get you a promo code and a discount as a holiday gift for listening to the show. So please get in touch with me if you'd like to be a member for next year. And looking forward to seeing you all in 2024. Thanks so much for spending time with me once again. I'm Ryan Ballingy. We'll talk to you next year on The Press.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.